Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the site. So if you see something online that you think's interesting, you can just submit it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. You get to vote on things as well, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, we've got all kinds of, there's always news items and things like that on the table to discuss. But there are also things happening that I think are pretty critical to report based on the movement for liberty, because, darn it, freedom's important, at least I think so, and that's why I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to get together with other like-minded people who love the ideas of liberty so much that they're willing to do more than just talk about it. They're willing to get active. And we saw some of that activity today with the form of tax day outreach or protests or whatever you'd like to call it. It could be considered both. And it was happening all day long, I think from probably about noontime to around 5 o'clock this afternoon. I managed to get out there for a couple hours of it. And it was nice to have it happen, too, because I feel like maybe it had been a couple of years since it had happened here in Keene. And something I used to do back down in Florida, I'd go out and spend the entire day with a honk if you hate taxes sign out and stand by the side of the road out by the main post office in Sarasota, Florida, which is where I lived at the time. And Jason Talley is here with us from Talley.tv tonight. You're also a Florida native, as am I. Not from the same area in Florida, but that's where you're from.
That's true. Yeah, the Gulf Coast.
Did you ever do any tax day activities down south?
No, I didn't. I was more in the system when I was in Florida.
Well, I consider in the system to be, you know, protesting the system is kind of an inside the system thing, isn't it?
I guess I should have said like I was into electoral politics.
Gotcha. So I was doing that stuff, and I like doing, you know, I like holding the sign on the side of the road and waving at people. I don't have a problem doing that. I'm pretty practiced at it. So I did that today for a couple of hours. I didn't see you out there, but I guess you came out after I'd already left. I was there from about noon to 2 today in Keene, and there were a number of people out at this particular tax day event, not just liberty-minded people, but also people who have their own frustrations with the federal government. Maybe they haven't quite come to the conclusion that taxing and the force that's behind taxes, is the problem. They have identified some things they don't like about government, and they were very vocal about that. But these people also were interested in kind of having their own government. The kinds of people who want to, they've got a vision for what they think the government should be, and if you could just put them in charge, they'd fix everything.
A lot of times they'll use the term good government, but all that means is the kind of government that they want to have. They're not willing to stop using force against people. They're willing to force people to do what they want to done. An example of that, the first two people that I spoke to, they were individuals who said that they were aligned with the occupation movement.
Yep.
It was an older woman. She actually told me about going to jail because she wouldn't go into a free speech zone. So she had a grievance with the state, even though she was a state rep for many years, like 2 decades. And then there was a guy, both of them, by the way, were they taught civil resistance tactics, and they were very proud to tell me about that. But the guy was telling me that people should be able to ban smoking. And I'm like, well, what if it's private property? And he didn't believe in, like, private property. Like, everything's public. And I'm like, well, you know, what if you have a sign on the door that tells people that there's a smoking facility? Didn't want to hear that.
Interesting.
He thought the government certainly had a role to play in stopping people from smoking. And so
we have to stop everyone from hurting ourselves, or stop people from hurting themselves. Is that kind of his position?
Well, he didn't want to smell smoke. That's one thing that he mentioned. But I'm like, well, then just don't go in the establishment.
I don't want to smell perfume either. Can I also ban that while we're at it? I mean, why don't we just use force to create the perfect world for ourselves, as though that's going to somehow work? That's essentially the vision of these people, is they have things they don't like, and they know that government is a tool that they can use to attempt to control those people from doing the things that, you know, stop them from doing the things they want to do that they don't like, and force them to do things that they don't want to do that they do like, and it's just awful.
Right. When I walked up to this guy, he was carrying a sign that said, government is force. And so I thought that it would be the interview would go in a completely different direction.
Wow.
But what I found out was he didn't bring his own sign. So there were some activists from freekeen.com that had extra signs, and that was the least objectionable one.
I don't know if the activists were from Freekeen necessarily. I think the guy that created that particular event, Daryl, is a brand new mover. He is actually not a blogger.
He's not a blogger, right?
At this time. I mean, maybe he will be in the future. Certainly if he keeps doing great activism. He would certainly be invited to be a blogger. But technically, just an independent liberty activist living in the Keene area. I think he may have moved as part of the Free State Project.
Well, that's true. There were other people. Like, the people with the occupation were the two I was talking about. Then somebody else that comes to the weekly peace rallies in Keene, he was there with, a Stop War t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. But, man, you know, I thought we might be on the same page because he was all about peace. But he was telling me, like, wouldn't it be great if there was an academy like the military academies but dedicated to peace? Now, this, of course, would be funded through coercive taxation. And then he was.
So let's use force against everybody to teach them about peace.
Right. And that's one thing I like to say. You know, the government wages war at home and abroad. And, you know, they tax people for these wars, for the warfare state. But this guy didn't see any problem with that at all, as long as it was for good government, which is, you know, things that he wanted.
How, you know, this is a frustration, I think, for a lot of liberty-minded people that come up against these people who are genuine. I mean, they don't consider themselves to be bad people. They have a viewpoint for, you know, what they want to see happen in the world, and their mechanism is incorrect. Like, it's fine if you want people to quit smoking. Persuade them. This is a conversation that I had while I was there. And again, we were there at two different times, so maybe you and I might have talked to some of the same people, and maybe not. But I was being asked questions about my viewpoint because my sign said there's a voluntary alternative. And so one guy asked me, well, what's the voluntary alternative? And so I went on to explain to him that, well, the idea is to have humans interact with one another on a consensual basis. And, of course, you know, inevitably the objections come up of, well, you know, what about da-da-da-da-da? There's some people that just won't do what you want them to do. And, you know, the breakdown comes to where, to me, that's fine. It's okay. If I've got a good idea, people are going to come on board with it. People are going to support it. They're going to put hours into it. They're going to put money into it. They're going to put time into it, whatever. They're going to support it. Well, some people won't support things that are important. Okay. That doesn't mean that you get to force them to. Like, how do we help those people see, you know, what they're missing there?
By leading by example. And I think, yes, we can persuade people, but we can also, you know, work for these voluntary alternatives. The state does exist, but I'd love to see more competition.
I don't believe the state exists. I think that individuals who will use force on others exist. They call themselves the state, but, you know, they don't really exist.
Well, there's buildings and vehicles.
Those are real.
People that say that they work for the state, and they truly believe it. So
it's like a religious kind of zeal, though.
Well, the state is a cult. I mean, yeah. Just go into the courtroom and see a man in a robe, and all the paperwork that I received said they pray to the honorable court. It was
right. What more do you need?
But I would say start competing with this state, provide alternatives, because states are going to fail, and
count on that.
Usually, states demand more power, and people give it to them, especially in times of crisis. But if there's a voluntary alternative, like you were talking about, then people say, hey, what about all those agorists in the Shire? You know, they're not really being affected by this bad economy or whatever. Maybe they have it going on. And so that's what's cool when you see more and more liberty-minded people move here to the Shire, because I think that is possible.
Absolutely. And, of course, not only should they consider moving to the Shire, but some of them are actually already in the Shire and they don't realize it, meaning that they live in New Hampshire. Maybe they just haven't found the liberty movement yet. You had a lady run into you on the street today and thanked you for what you were saying on television the other night on Free Keene TV.
Yeah, it was great.
Completely random encounter. Mm-hmm. It's always nice when that happens. 855-450-FREE. Because, you know, everyone hates us in Keene. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am
songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Invite you there to enjoy the various features that you'll find, including listening options. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, so different size streams for different internet connections over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about the over 100 great radio stations that we are on. And those are across the country in AM and the FM band, plus XM. We're on two channels up on XM. You can find out more over at listen.freetalklive.com. And you'll also learn about our other options, like the other satellite choice. We have the KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen line. So allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, plus our archives, the podcast, so many different ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears. And actually, I suppose I could drop a tease on this because the ball is slowly rolling. At some point, we're going to be doing an upgrade to the archives, which I think will make them a little more user-friendly. I can't say much more than that right now, though, because it hasn't actually happened yet.
It's pretty exciting, though. I use the service.
I told you about what it was going to be, and it was actually you were one of the ones that turned me on to it. So we'll talk more about that as it gets closer, but hopefully we'll see some new archive changes that will make it easier to share and comment on archives and make them more fun and interactive. So 855-453, the toll-free number here. We're recounting some of the activism that's been going on. Of course, you know, we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a pretty busy hub of liberty activism. It's one of the destinations, I think, for folks that want to get active, and it is certainly a destination for people that want to see what's happening with the world of activism and see some things that, you know, they've never seen before. If your idea of activism is writing the occasional letter to the editor to the newspaper and running a political campaign once every couple of years, you know, there's a whole lot more to the activism world, as we've seen here. It doesn't all have to involve risk. I mean, you don't. Not everybody has to put themselves in position of bringing a video camera into a place where they're prohibited, or standing in front of a police car, or doing some sort of risky civil disobedience activism. But that's not to say those things aren't very fascinating to observe from the outside and learn from, and maybe modify for your own future use, in which case you can always go to freekeen.com to see the latest on what's happening here. You're one of the bloggers there, but you also blog, Jason, over at tally.tv, T-A-L-L-E-Y.tv. And what's the point? What is the pitch on tally.tv?
Well, I'm concerned about issues. I want to see more liberty, more justice, and you know, just general freedom. And unfortunately, I see friends of mine or members of the community victims of state aggression, and I want to do what I can. So I like to pick up my video camera or write a blog post, you know, about what's going on and try to get more people exposed to what's happening. One of the more recent stories I covered was Nurse Patricia Smith, this woman who was caught growing plants, cannabis, right, in her own home. She's a nurse, so I'm going to trust her to make decisions about what she consumes more than some bureaucrats in New Hampshire or Washington, D.C. And it's just a tragic story.
It's a really emotional story. I recommend Nurse Patricia videos.
I moved to New Hampshire to, you know, be more of an agorist. I was going to kind of take a break from activism for a while, but then I met this guy, Bob Constantine, who was also in trouble. He's the one that turned me on to the Nurse Patricia story. He was growing plants, medicinal cannabis, on his own property, and it was his neighbor, a guy flying the American flag, who was now on the run, allegedly for raping somebody, that the state...
A real patriot.
This is the concerned citizen that the state prosecutor worked with.
The snitch, the informant, yep. The person that they put on the stand during Bob's trial, this guy is wanted for rape.
Currently, and has a criminal record.
Yep.
And so I guess he wanted to get in good with the state, maybe with his parole officer, and told them something about Bob. And
wow.
So, yeah, it was always referenced as the concerned citizen. So, and also, I think it's important to make your own media, because if you read what takes place in the mainstream media in New Hampshire and all over the place, a lot of times they just regurgitate what the state has to say.
Sure.
Especially with police blotters. They'll a lot of times just republish those and not really inquire some of the details that I'm interested in. So that kind of compels me to do more investigations and do my part for to create independent media here.
Tally.tv is where folks can go, and you can take a look at a lot of the great activism that you've covered. You were out shooting today at the Tax Day protest that we were discussing earlier, some of the conversations that we were having with some of the other people there that were protesting. It wasn't just the Liberty crowd. There were also people from a variety of different political perspectives out there, and I guess you interviewed a number of them on video.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on creating that video at this time, so people should stay tuned to Tally.tv, and I imagine you're going to cross-post at freekeen.com as well. now when that video is available. But I like how you focused on making your own media, and it reminded me of something I wanted to bring up. One more thing about your trial, or their trial that they had for you yesterday, forced you to attend. There was a film crew that had come out to record this. They've been documenting the Free State Project in a video production that they are entitling State of Liberty. And it will be, I believe, being released at the end of this month in a some sort of premiere that will be happening at the local college, which is where they're from. So it's a group of Keene State College students that's doing a documentary that's focusing on the Free State Project. And, of course, they're acknowledging that Keene is a pretty important factor to all of that. And they happen to live here, so it made it pretty easy for to get plugged into a lot of what was going on. They came out to film your trial. It wasn't the first time. It was not the first time they had accompanied you to court, and it certainly wasn't the first time they had to deal with this court security.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're being your own media, it can feel safe. Like, hey, I'm just a member of the media. But really, in a lot of cases, being your own media is a very risky thing to do in this America today.
Well, as I learned for my trial, and then you have a documentary film crew that is following me around to do their job, and they're told to turn off their camera.
Right.
And so these guys got to experience, you know, what I experienced, and they can totally relate to what I went
minus
through.
Minus the getting dragged out in handcuffs. They didn't get dragged out in handcuffs.
Right, but they were a very brave crew, and I really appreciate that. 'Cause, I mean,
and they were accosted. By the men with the guns and the handcuffs.
On several occasions, because, like you said, they have been following my case, fortunately. Now, from what I hear, this last time, I wasn't around. I was already outside, like, thanking people that were there to support me. But they were in the rear, I suppose, and Bailiff Tebow, who works for the Sheriff's Department in Cheshire County, what they reported to me was that he demanded that they delete the video with him in it. Now, there was one point yesterday where, during trial, Tebow stood right in front of the camera and was telling the guy to sit down, telling the cameraman to sit down. So, of course, he's going to be in the camera then. I mean, he's getting
right.
So I think these guys, like, deleted, like, one segment at the end.
As I understand from conversing with them about this, because I'd heard this as well. Again, I couldn't be there because I'm banned from the courthouse. But as I understand it, they deleted a small segment of footage where the camera was recording, pointing at the wall. So they actually apparently did not delete any of Bob Tebow's footage. So hopefully they got all the footage of him coming up and threatening them and harassing them.
It's like these people aren't learning anything.
Well, why would they? I mean, they're not being held liable for the things that that they're doing. 855-453. And I don't exactly see lawyers jumping up and saying, hey, I want to help. I called the Simon Glick guy, the guy from the Glick case, and he said he was aware of what was going on out here. But he didn't know anybody in New Hampshire who could assist. So I don't know what to do. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The average person doesn't know how to navigate the, you know, bureaucracy of the courts, and they're certainly not going to hold your hand. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you everything there on the house. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. Head on over to freetalklive.com. You can see the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Tally.
Tally's here from courtesy of Tally.tv. That's T-A-L-L-E-Y .tv. And we're both, by the way, here for the reasons of liberty. We've made the move from our home bases, if you will, our homes in Florida originally, but just by coincidence, the two of us. And we made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a group of liberty-minded people that are focusing their activism efforts in one place because, well, it just seems like that's a good idea to bring people together who love these ideas and who are willing to do something about it and focus in one area. It seems to work. We've seen example after example of this, how numbers make a huge difference. And so the more people we can get here, the better. And there's a really exciting opportunity for you to come up and see what this is all about. It's called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, of course, any old time you come up to New Hampshire, if you let people know in the right places, you'll likely get folks to come out and meet you. You can go to the Free State Projects Forum at forum.freestateproject.org. You can also drop by the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com. And then you can post in there and let people know that you're coming to visit, and they'll meet up with you, and that's cool. I mean, it's good to meet people that are here, so you can come any old time. But if you come during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's way better because there are hundreds of people who have taken the week off from work and, you know, whatever it is they have to do. They're coming up to Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire and spending a week of summer. It's absolutely beautiful. A week of summer there with hundreds of people who love the ideas of liberty. It's a great event. It's a lot of fun from all kinds of perspectives, whether you've got a family and you're looking for family activities, or you're, you know, single, or you're a couple, you're young, you're old. There's so much to do. There's everything from parties to, you know, games for kids. It's so much fun. And it's just packed full. There's live music. There's karaoke. There's going to be the ranting competition thing that they have. They're going to be roasting somebody. I mean, this is going to be a blast. So go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Get registered there, PORCFEST.com. It's $30 for the entire week. I mean, that's pretty cheap. Add on to that the cost of, you know, whatever you have to pay to camp, because it is a campground. And, by the way, at this point, the motel is completely sold out. The cabins are sold out. So pretty much all that's left is, I think, some RV space and some actual campground space. So get your campsite locked in ASAP so you can get on board for the Porcupine Freedom Festival for 2012.
One thing that you didn't mention was the free market that takes place there. So
thank you.
If you want to, you know, buy things or even sell things, if you have a service that you want to provide, it's a great place to do it. Things are untaxed, unregulated for the most part, and it's great to see agorism thrive here in the Shire. And also, I just discovered earlier silverunderground.com. I guess there's a promotion code if you put in Silver Circle PF 2012 coupon code. It'll get you a $5 registration.
One more time on that coupon code.
Silver Circle PF 2012.
All is one word?
Yep.
Okay.
So $5 registration, and it's only for today. It's
If you're hearing us live then,
on
Tuesday night?
I would secure your ticket. So it's the April 17th Let's Protest Tax Slavery with Porkfest discounts.
Cool.
And so that's a deal you can't beat. So even if you're thinking about going to Porkfest, I would lock that in.
No doubt. One more time on the code.
Silver Circle PF 2012. And if you want to learn more, just go to silverunderground.com.
Perfect. And that's presumably till midnight tonight.
I would
Eastern
think so. Yeah.
All right. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. So tax day, you mentioned that it's tax day. We were out at a tax day protest event talking with a variety of people. Didn't have any instances with the police. They drove by, they waved, so they didn't really seem to care that we were there. And didn't really have any, I guess, irate people that I dealt with. I was there for a couple hours today, and nobody was particularly irate with us or anything like that. Got a lot of honks and waves, and I thought, you know, I at one time had the honk if you hate taxes sign, and I used to like that, but I don't like the term hate anymore. So I didn't want to have that that sign anymore. It wasn't even actually there. No one made that that particular sign for this event.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I actually used, Daryl had made some signs, one of the newest movers of Keene areas from San Antonio, and he's really jumped in with both feet, and it's always great to see that happen. He'd put the event together, and he had a sign making party for it, and he and some other folks, I believe, made signs for this particular event, and then some people came out who hadn't made a sign, but they could just hold a sign. So when you're doing activism, really what it takes to make it happen is somebody to start it, is somebody to make a decision on when and where and what, and, you know, to do the groundwork of asking people to get involved and to taking that initiative. That's really what it ultimately takes to create something. Because had Daryl not done those things, maybe I wouldn't have done it. I would have thought to myself, oh, I'm too busy, I've got this court thing, because I had court this morning, or I expected to have court. It ended up being continued, the trespass case they're forcing on me. So, you know, I had all these things going on, so I might not have thought to myself, well, I don't have enough time to put this together. But he did. He decided that he was willing to do that. If he hadn't done it, maybe no one else would have done it, and nothing would have happened at the tax office today. So it just took a little effort and a few bucks for some printing.
I appreciate that when people are out there handing out materials, holding signs. I'm just not one to really do that. I would rather have a video camera and talk to people about, you know, why they're there.
You do a great job at it. You got to do what you're good at, right?
Thanks. I was actually just walking. You were talking about Keene and how much activism there is going on today. I was walking with Derek, who had to drop off some paperwork. He's usually confined to house arrest.
He's on house arrest, but he can go to the court, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, if he gets permission. So
he calls him first?
Yes, certainly. So we went to the Superior Court, and then he was walking to the police station, and then, we walked right by the tax protest. So,
oh, perfect.
So it was a great, beautiful day here in Keene. It's been so warm. But, it was really cool to see the reception like you were talking about, and it did feel really good for the woman. I guess she was a woman that went to college. And she wanted to shake my hand because she saw me on Freaking TV talking about my case.
College students actually paying attention to the world that goes around them?
Well, she was a young woman. I mean, I guess I'm assuming. But
young as in like early 20s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and just wanted to stop what she was doing to thank me, you know, for what I did. But,
right, for what you did as far as your activism and standing up for rights of, you know, the free press, bringing a video camera into the courthouse, being arrested for it, and then having those charges dropped yesterday, right before the case went to trial. You talked about it last night on Freaking TV, which folks can go to tv.freaking.com. And I don't believe that episode has been posted yet, but it probably will be within the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah, I would think so.
All the other episodes have been posted there, Freaking TV. It's a show that, again, activists created. One activist, JJ, who's our co-host on Thursday nights here, decided he wanted to go forward with this idea that I thought, well, you know, its time had come, and, I was right. There are enough people, there are enough activists here to support that program, and you've got to have a good crew of people who are going to show up on a regular basis. Nobody's getting paid to do Freaking TV, and it's a lot of work putting together a TV show. I mean, you know how much work it is just to go out, shoot with your video camera, take that video back, and edit a small package for release online, then to take all of those elements and then do it all in a studio and set up lighting and all that extra pre-prep stuff. I mean, with the way we shoot video, Jason, you and I just hit the streets with a camera, and there's not a whole lot of, you know, pre-prep that goes on. But when you got to do lighting and get all the positioning and run mic cables and all that, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
Right. And that's why they have a good sized team to handle all that. Sometimes, occasionally, I'll run the cameras, like if somebody can't make it. But NSA is a diverse crew. It's a lot of people that have lived in the Keene area most of their lives.
That's important.
Liberty activists.
Yeah. Because a lot of people who are the haters of the liberty activists up here, liberty activism movement, they will attack people because they're, you know, you're carpetbaggers or you're flatlanders and you're coming up here and trying to change things. But a lot of the people that are involved in activism are locals and natives and people that have been here for a long time. And of course, the haters don't want to pay attention to that. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, the show's not just about things that are happening to us, although some of the things that happen to us are pretty outrageous and I think need to be talked about. Jason Talley joining us here from Talley.tv. Good evening, sir.
How you doing tonight?
I'm super. 855-450-FREE. Although I'm a little disappointed, I wanted to go to court today. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. Let's talk first to James in Ohio. James actually in Kentucky in Ohio County. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was wanting to know, why does the judge always get disappointed when you say you're under common law? And I don't know, but a couple weeks ago I was in court and she just got up and left.
Is this Jamie Told You So?
This is Jamie Told You So.
Hey, Jamie. It's been a while. Now, for those that don't know, Jamie is one of our longtime callers, and sometimes people come and they go, and we don't hear from them for a while. And Jamie is somebody that longtime listeners of the show are familiar with. So your question is what again?
I was in court, and I said I'm under common law. And
What does that mean?
I mean, I wasn't all nervous or anything. I had it all together.
But what is it? What does it mean to you, Jamie?
And stuff. But I said something, and she just left.
What is common law?
Yeah, she said
Jamie,
she just.
That's a question. What is that common law? What does that mean to you? What does that mean?
It means freedom.
You're saying the judge left after you said this?
Yeah, I'm under common law, and I waive all benefits.
Now, what, did she come back after she left?
No, she took a long recess, but I took the duties just leave myself. And I told them if they bother me, what I've seen and stuff, I told them if the police bothers me or anything when I left, I would sue them.
Using their own courts?
In their own courts. Because I'm under common law, not
when
that.
When did this happen, Jamie?
I asked her jurisdiction. That's what got her all riled.
Hold on, Jamie. When did this happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Now, what were you going in there for in the first place?
A traffic ticket.
Traffic ticket. Okay, so you had taken a traffic ticket to court. You went in there, uttered some magic words.
Yeah,
the judge
I've
walks out.
Stuff online before I went in there about common law and stuff. You're under like the right to travel. I've been studying that too.
Well, I, you know, my experience has been it's all a bunch of hokum and that none of it actually does a damn thing. You're saying you've actually had some sort of positive experience, so I have to ask you, do you have video of this experience?
No, I didn't take the video or nothing, no.
What about audio? Do you have any audio?
No.
No.
I didn't
see,
know.
This is one of the problems.
I've seen on YouTube, that's where I also studied, where they go in court and stuff, and this lady said she raised her... all benefits, and she's under common law, and you have no jurisdiction. What's your jurisdiction?
Yeah, well, that doesn't work for me. I mean, maybe things are different there in Kentucky, but I've tried the whole jurisdiction questioning thing, and basically...
Well, it's supposed to be everywhere.
Well, sorry, it doesn't do that.
The law of the land.
Jamie, no, it's not. It's just words on paper, and it's men wearing robes and men in costumes who basically do whatever they want, and they use those words on paper to justify it.
I don't know what you're doing, but it worked for me.
Well, Jamie, here's what I'd like you to do. Go ahead and get yourself another traffic ticket and bring a camera into court with you and or audio recording device.
I'm not just going to get I don't even have to have a license if I don't want to.
Well, great. So then in that case, you don't have to get a license.
Yeah, I have a right to travel. It's right in the Constitution.
I think that you do have a right to travel. I completely agree that you do. Unfortunately, the men in costumes don't agree, and they are going to likely put you in jail.
And if they harass me, they put me in jail or anything,
yeah,
I will sue them.
Well, one thing that we found is very useful here in the Shire is to record things, and that can become educational for other people to watch, and then they can emulate that. So if you're having these successes, I would suggest that you have a video record, you put it online so that other people can see that, and there can be a lot of other people that can follow suit.
Absolutely, because if these magic words actually work, then for sure people would be very interested in knowing about this.
No, they're not magic words. They're magic words what they use to try to put people in delusion and stuff.
Well, what you're saying is that you went into their court and you uttered a phrase, and
under common law. Asked what her jurisdiction was. She said she had no time to get into that and stuff. I kept on asking. I said, well, we cannot proceed until I find out your jurisdiction.
Was there anyone else sitting in court that day?
Yeah, a whole full of people.
Interesting. Well, you know, again, I think it's very interesting, your claims, but you have to understand, Jamie, that you're not the only person who's called in to make these claims before. I mean, I know you've heard this show before, so you've probably heard people calling with similar claims about courtroom words that
will...
Well,
I'm not making a claim. It's true. You can blame me or not.
Well, it's a claim until it's proven, right? So, like, you got to have more than just your word.
Yeah, can you take video next time that this happens?
I guess.
All right, great.
At the time, but.
So that's what you should do, is take some video and then call us back the next time this happens. Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I want to see this stuff work. I really do. I'd love for somebody to be able to show me video of them walking into a court, uttering something about common law, and having a judge get up, walk out of the room, and on top of that, follow it up with the requisite proof that they aren't actually going to come after you in your home a week later and arrest you for, you know, failure to appear or some other nonsensical contempt of court or whatever nonsense charge they're going to throw at you for that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if he follows up and lets us know, because you're right, they could attack him.
There was a guy one time, Tally, and this was before you moved to Keene. I think you might have been living in New Hampshire at the time, but there was a dude that moved up here from California who showed up one day at a Social Sunday event. He was talking a good game about knowing this Freeman on the Land stuff, which, you know, I'm somewhat familiar with from Robert Menard, who we've had on the show in the past, and some of the things they do up in Canada. And he apparently been emulating some of it, so he claimed, when he was living out in California. And he had this real, you know, real big talk about all the stuff that he knows about how to be a Freeman. And it's like, well, great, man. Show some of us the ropes and show us what you do. Let's see you put it to use here because we can back you up. I mean, we can, you know, help you out and, you know, show up to your court hearings and record stuff and support you in whatever way. And he was like, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. We talked to him for a while, and then he moved out to this place where some other activists were living out in the woods somewhere that was kind of outside of Keene. Didn't hear from him for quite a while. He didn't come back to Keene to hang out. I don't know if he went to Manchester and hung out there at all, or, you know, was around any activists besides at the kind of the home in which he lived for a period of months. And then all of a sudden, one day, he calls the Porcupine 411, this phone messaging system that we have, leaves a message. It's blasted out to everybody receiving this, or everybody receiving Port 411s. And he basically says, yeah, it's so-and-so, and I'm moving back to California, but I'm willing to meet up with anybody and tell them everything I know before I leave.
Right before he leaves.
And so, you know, just here, give me a call at this number, and we can come, and I'll spend some time with you and give you a rundown of my whole thing. Which, of course, he never did anything. He never, you know, went to court. He never showed anybody anything. He never told anyone or suggested or proved it or did anything about what he'd originally claimed to do. So I don't know if anybody took him up on his offer before he ended up leaving town. But how can you expect someone to believe what are really outrageously amazing claims?
Why does Free Talk Live get so many phone calls from people who make these claims?
We don't get that many, but we get them here and there.
I don't listen to every episode, but I hear people make these claims often.
We talk about court on this show.
Right.
You know, the average talk show, if you call in the average talk show and you say you want to talk about your court win where you made a judge walk out of the room, they're just going to say, yeah, you're not on topic, buddy. Click. Mm-hmm. So we'll actually take those calls on this program.
Right.
And I think people do want to get out of court. I mean, they don't want to have to. Who the hell wants to go to court? So it's all very tantalizing. It sounds very, very sexy. Like, ooh, wow, there's something secret. You didn't know this about the courts. But if you say these words in front of the robed man or woman, they will recuse themselves from the case. They will close the case. They will dismiss the case, etc. There's all kinds of claims. And I've yet to see ironclad proof for a single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried some of this stuff. I've tried it out because, you know, I go to court. So, okay, I'll try this time and see what happens. None of it ever works. Go ahead. Try challenging jurisdiction next time you're in court. The judge is going to laugh at you. I mean, this judge here in town basically told me when I tried the jurisdiction thing, well, we have jurisdiction. But wait, I didn't consent. It says here in your own constitution, people have to consent to your government. Oh, well, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We'll just do what we want. 855, I mean, he doesn't say that, but if effectively that's what happens, they do what they want. You can show them their own rules, and they'll do what they want. Now, I've got a blog post about that right now over at freekeen.com. Scroll down a bit, and you'll see the proof. They break their own rules at will. Hour 3 is next.
Fabulous prize drawings for free.
JacksDice.com.
Where you could buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob's.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. Jack's Dice is for
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.